Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, spiritual teacher, rebel, shamanic priestess, catalyst, Hayoka Mirror, and mystic. This podcast is here to bring through a new wave of consciousness, a new way of perceiving the world around us, a new way of exploring spirituality as I seek to revolutionize current spiritual teachings and blast a hole in bullshit. I'm a futurist, a spiritual rebel, a revolutionary and misfit entrepreneur, a leader in my own right, here to revolutionize the world around us through the higher consciousness I channel. This podcast is here to awaken you, to activate you, to serve as a catalyst for your own higher consciousness and spiritual growth, to transform you at the root as I awaken your fire. This podcast focuses on spirituality, multidimensionality, entrepreneurship and mysticism, but with a different stance, for I do not follow the crowds. I forge my own path as I merge the ancient teachings of old with newer and unparalleled ways of thinking, merging ancient esotericism and mysticism with higher dimensional consciousness. I am a thought leader, a leader of consciousness, a multidimensional time traveler and cosmic witch, a visionary. I bring to you a new way of tapping into your own power within to catapult you forwards in life, business, spirituality, and relationships. I am blunt, direct, zero sugarcoating. I tell it as it is, for my truth is a kind of truth that pierces through illusion. This podcast is here to dispel illusion, to unmask what is around us, to activate your own truth, to provide you with the opportunity to discover who you truly are as I unveil what is hidden within and activate you at the very core in order to set you free and expand who you are. I don't fuck around with the truth, for truth is my wisdom. As a Hayoka mirror, I trigger the shadow within, bringing it to the surface to be seen and heard and alchemized into your power, shining a light into the darkness to bring it to the light. Shadow, darkness, mysticism, energetics, and magic are my playground. I am here to awaken and activate you at the root, transforming you from the inside out by creating massive expansion and freedom in your life. I am a visionary after all. Welcome to my temple. Welcome to the home of evolved consciousness. Welcome to another Temple of Mysticism podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today I want to talk to you about why women do not own their power. Why women are afraid to take a leap when it comes to transformation. Why women are afraid to charge their worth in their business. Why women are afraid to ask for a pay rise in their job. And why women, especially spiritual women, are afraid to set big fucking boundaries energetically. So this has come about from a lot of conversations that I've had with people recently, with friends and with clients, and those people who have shown an interest in my new membership portal, Persephone. If you want details, and the details are in the show notes below, it's a monthly membership to literally unlock and activate where you're at in your life, your business, your wealth, your health, your spiritual development. It's an energetic portal, pay monthly, to really transform and revolutionize who you are, to get turned the fuck on through my magic, through my energy, and really work with the shadow aspects to turn those into your gold and your power. So the information is in the show notes. We launch on the 17th of August. That's when the portal opens. So this podcast especially has come about from conversations that I've had with women around this subject. I, for those that don't know or haven't been following my journey or don't know much about me, I see through the illusions. I see through the shadow. I'm highly psychic, highly intuitive. I'm able to tap into the collective energy. I'm able to see through the veil that blinds people and holds people back from really taking action in their life. And I've had conversations recently with people where I see it. I see it in the online space, especially with like spiritual entrepreneurs. I think that's who I really want to speak to at the moment, is spiritual entrepreneurs or women, especially who want to create something for themselves, want to create a different life, a different path, more freedom in their life, more freedom with their health, freedom with their beliefs, freedom with their body, freedom with their money, freedom with their minds, freedom with their spirituality, whatever it is, it's about freedom. And I see women especially showing up in the online space with offers for their business, services that they're putting out there. And all I see is shadow energy everywhere. Women who put an offer out that is so fucking low that it's actually a discredit to their spiritual gifts. Women who share offers and services that are so misaligned with their own unique abilities because they think that they need to follow the masses, they need to follow other people, they need to put things out that seem nice and seem good for others to buy, when really it's actually cutting off their fucking genius. But they're too afraid to own their genius, they're too afraid to honor their genius. Or women who think that the hand of God, believe me, I've been this person before, I get it, believe that the hand of God is going to come down and bless them with blessings galore and abundance and money just raining from the fucking sky without actually taking action, because they're hiding, because they think that one post a week about their business is actually gonna like bring clients in, or like just not sharing what they do. I get it. I've been there before. I've hidden before. I get it. And for me, like, I see all these gifted women who have something about themselves. They have a gift, they have a genius. We all have gifts and genius. But these women who are called to have a business through their gifts, that there's something about them. It's like they can't hold back from being that person, but yet it's hard to be that person because as women, we're not taught to blow our own trumpets. We're not taught to shine really bright. We're taught to go to school, get a job, have kids, build a career after you've had kids or whatever. Make the family home, work around your home, your husband, your kids, or whatever. Bore the fuck off with that. And women, especially spiritual women, it's almost like we've had to deny our gifts for so long. But it feels weird to stand in our power. It feels weird to claim our magic. It feels weird to speak about our desires. That's the biggie for women, especially spiritual women, is to ask for our desires to be met, to say how much money we want to make, to speak about the kind of lover, relationship, partnership that we want to attract into our lives, to talk about the kind of lifestyle that we want, the kind of clients we want to work with, the kind of people you want to call into our life, the kind of experiences we want to have for ourselves and our children. It's weird for us to do that. It's hard to do that. And that's where, like, women, we have to shift that paradigm. That we can't be all of us, that we can't step into our greatness, that we can't own the fuck out of our power and our magic and our truth and our gifts, that we can be whoever we decide to be. We don't need to apologize for that. We don't need to ask permission to show up. I see women online sharing their services, and there's this energy of like anxiousness behind the services. There's this energy of, oh, I hope somebody buys from me. I hope somebody works with me. I hope that this is my next big break. And that energy is rife online. like people not charging their worth, people undercharging for their work, people wanting to be liked by everybody and wanting to be all fluffy unicorns and fairies and rainbows. And there's nothing wrong with unicorns. I fucking love unicorns. But when you're operating your business and your life from a place of just wanting nice fluffy things, that's not how you grow. That's not how you transform. You cannot grow from a place of fluff. You can't grow from a place of fluff. You can't. You can't grow from sugar-coated bullshit. You can't. Like, that shit will keep you, like, stagnant in your life, in your business, in your body, your mind, your growth and everything. Like, the fluff will keep you stagnant. But I see it everywhere. And especially with the spiritual women, like, you have a message within you. You have a presence about you. You have something about you that desires to be seen by the world. You chose this lifetime. You chose when to awaken. You chose which gifts would awaken first. You chose everything about your life and your experiences that would provide the perfect foundation for you to gain the know-how that you're here to offer to the world. Or kind of like you're here to, even though you've had lifetimes of learning stuff, you needed certain experiences that would give you the foundations to catapult you forwards. Like, for example, with me, it was being in a toxic marriage and an abusive marriage and just not feeling good enough and not feeling worthy enough and losing my confidence and then choosing to leave that marriage 2 years ago and just be all of who I am and to stop apologizing. And that has taken a lot of fucking work. A lot of work. Like, I don't even recognize the person I am today because of the work that I've done myself to transform my life, to transform my mind, to lean into my spirituality, to lean into my gifts, and to not apologize for my gifts. Like, I trigger. That is one of my gifts. If you don't like it, that's your issue, not mine. I naturally trigger. I'm what's known as a Heyoka empath. I'm a mirror. I literally hold and shine a mirror up to people to show you what you're missing, to show you what you cannot see or what you refuse to see within yourself. That is one of my gifts. And people get triggered by that. And they get triggered by the shadows that I bring up from people because I naturally call out. I'm like the Pied Piper of shadows. I call out the shadows. I bring them to the surface. And that is scary for people because they're not used to being presented with their shadow right in front of their fucking faces. That's one of my gifts. And I used to apologize for that shit all the time because I didn't realize that that's who I am. I didn't realize why people would be nasty to me for no reason, why they would blank me, why they would cut me off, why they would speak badly about me behind my back or to my face or to loved ones with nothing that I'd actually physically done. I understand now it's because my energy fucking triggers, that's why. But with that mirror, I also show you your highest potential as well. I show you what you're truly capable of. I make women feel free and expansive and just like, yes, I fucking want to do this with my life. That's the flip side of the mirror. But I denied that aspect. I apologized for it. I'd be like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, I trigger. I hope you're okay with that. I'd be like, who the fuck are you, Leanne? Like, why the fuck are you even saying that? Like, own it. And obviously, I had to do a lot of work, a lot of shadow work around that aspect of myself that wasn't owning my power and wasn't owning my truth and my magic. Because whatever your truth and your magic and your power is unique to you. It's who you are. It's the essence of who you are. My left ear is burning up right now, which is always a sign that I have spirit literally cheering me on. As I say this, as I speak this truth, as I, unleash this to you. And women are afraid to share who we are because it's like being drummed into us that we cannot be all of us,
that we have to toe the line. Like, I was the good little girl. I was a good little girl growing up. I obeyed the rules. Even though now I'm like a complete rule breaker, I obeyed the rules. I did what I was told to do. I, you know, didn't speak up against things. I didn't rock the boat. I didn't want to rock the boat because I wanted to stay safe. I was a good little girl. I wouldn't tell somebody if they'd upset me. I'd rather hold on to that energy of feeling bad within myself than tell somebody that they'd upset me. I had zero fucking boundaries. I allowed people to walk all over me. I had a friend at school who, if she'd have said jump, I'd have asked how high, when, where, and what kind of distance, and which lake would you like me to jump into, or which cliff would you like me to jump off? I had no boundaries. I allowed people to walk all over me. I allowed people to take advantage of my good nature because I had no boundaries, and therefore it was just a given that I was a leaky bucket, basically, a leaky container. And I had to learn the hard way what it's like to have no boundaries, to literally be walked all over, to literally be stripped of my confidence and my self-worth, because I had none. I had no self-worth, no self-belief, and no self-worth. And I attracted people into my life, friends and partners and co-workers and whoever, who I got bullied in work and went off sick with like stress and depression. And the person who was doing the bullying, there's no repercussions. And I was the one who was, you know, I felt bad about taking time off for stress and depression, because I was worried what people would think about me. I was afraid to go out in case somebody saw me and they think, well, she's okay, why is she off sick? Like, I had no fucking boundaries and no self-worth and no backbone, really, because I was afraid of rocking the boat, and I just towed the line being a good fucking little girl. And then my awakening started, like, August 2017. I speak about it a lot. Like, that was kind of like the catalyst to take me into myself, to show me who I am, to open my gifts a lot more, for me to understand how different and how unique I am. And then obviously I left my marriage in June 2018, and that was like the big catalyst. It was like the do or die, thrown to the fucking wolves, the rug ripped out from underneath my feet, kicked off a cliff and tossed to the vultures, basically, to literally find myself, to literally go through the fire and find myself and understand my magic and understand my power and my truth and everything like that. Like, I started my business 2 years ago and I gave so much away for free. I gave so much time away, so much energy away, so much work away for free and for nothing, because I was afraid about charging. I was afraid about asking people to pay me. I'm like, who the fuck is that person? Like, now I can't even recognize that person. But that was a journey I had to go through. And that's the thing with women, especially spiritual women and spiritual entrepreneurs. It could be, and this could relate to men as well, and, you know, not necessarily if you're an entrepreneur, but women especially, like the spiritual women, we have to decondition and deprogram ourselves from being in fear, from carrying this shame around our gifts, from carrying this guilt around who we are and what we're here to do, especially those of us that are here for like the Great Awakening and everything, and we're here to transform the world through our gifts and through our magic and through our medicine, which comes from standing in our power and standing in our truth and standing in our magic. And that comes from looking your shadow full on, looking your shadow into the eyes and saying, fuck off. Like, do not submit to you. I do not submit to my shadow. I see you. I know why you're there. I know why you're getting, you know, why you're coming through with the triggers, but I do not submit to you. I do not surrender to you. I only submit to my highest self and my highest calling and what I'm here to do. Even when it makes no fucking sense, I submit to my higher power, not to shadow. And that takes fucking balls to do that, to recognize why you're getting triggered, to recognize that the triggers are actually a sign that you don't have integrity for your higher self, and to do the fucking work. Because you can gloss over this shit all you want. You can continue to gloss over it and to deny it and to hide it and continue to get triggered and to continue to not stand in your power and to not take action in your life, to change your life, you know, to bring in the soulmate relationship, to bring in more money, a better relationship with your body and yourself, to stop beating yourself up around fucking diets and shit like that, and to really own and honor your spiritual journey. You can continue to honor that power, or you can deny it and run away from it and hide from it and put bullshit excuses out there that you want to charge nothing for your work, you're here for the greater good of people, you're not a fucking charity case, or that you can't speak up on something because you're afraid of what people will think of you. Well, newsflash, sweetheart, deal with it. Go to the shadow, understand why it bothers you so much what people think of you, and deal with that. Or being too afraid to take a leap, being too afraid to take action in your life. Well, do you know what? You're not getting any fucking younger, so you may as well just leap, or the universe will kick you off the edge itself. And you know what? It's a lot fucking harder to be kicked off the edge of a cliff than it is to leap yourself and build your wings as you fall down. Like when I left my husband 2 years ago, I knew it was time, and I was fucking scared. I was so scared to take that leap, but I knew I had to do it. I knew that I was on the edge of that cliff, and I could either continue to stand there and get kicked off up the backside by the universe and, you know, crumble down the edge of a cliff, landing flat on my face and broken limbs and everything like that, and vultures like eating at my, you know, my dead corpse. Or I could choose to fall and build my wings as I fell, knowing that I'd made a decision to leap into my future, to leap into myself, and to have utter fucking faith in who I was and what I was here for. Even when it made no sense to take that leap, knowing that I had to do it and build those wings as I fell down, that is a lot easier than getting kicked, believe me. So I want to ask you, like, where are you hiding? Where are you getting triggered by stuff? What aspect of this podcast has triggered you? Go there. That's a good indication that that's where you need to work on. Is it your mindset? Is it your belief in yourself? Is it how you show up in your business or your career? Do you not charge your worth? Are you afraid to charge your worth? Are you afraid to ask people to pay you? Are you afraid to set boundaries with people? Are you not standing in your power and you're kind of like teetering along and you're like afraid to go to that next level? What is it? Go there. Go into that energy. Go into that shadow. Go understand why it's there and transform that energy. And if you're wanting support and help with that, that is my thing. This is what I do. This is my life's work. This is why I went through all the shit a couple of years ago in order to help women with this. This is what I'm doing in Persephone, my new monthly membership, my new portal of transformational energy, which launches on 17th of August. It's a pay monthly subscription. Literally, you can come in for as long as you want. There's no contract. I'm not tying you into any contract. You stay for a month and decide it's not for you, or stay for years and continue to get the transformational energy for as long as you're in there. There's channel teachings based on the collective energy that I'm channeling at the time. There's a private exclusive Facebook group. It's currently on Facebook, but I may move it elsewhere. Facebook group for people to show the fuck up, to take action, to ask for guidance and support and everything, and my signature spiritual ass kicking, as I give you intuitive insights as to what I see and the next steps for you. There's also a group mentorship call once a month as well, and then there's other options depending on what level you join at. There's three different levels, three different payment levels, with obviously more support the more that you pay. It's called Persephone. She's the queen of the underworld. This is a guide. I'm your guide into the underworld of yourself, taking you on a journey into yourself to literally unlock and activate the power that is already within you. With Persephone as a guide, the goddess of the underworld, the one who literally transformed who she was, the death and rebirth of self. This is my magic. This is where I'm inviting you. If you're called to go deeper into who you are, if you're called to understand your shadows a lot more, if you're called to transform your shadows and to transform your life and to call in more money, to call in those soulmate relationships, whether it's clients, lovers, or friends, with, you know, to call in a better relationship with your body and how you treat yourself, and to develop your spiritual gifts and develop your spiritual journey, then Persephone is for you. It's not a fucking walk in the park. I don't do easy. I don't do sugarcoating. I don't do fluff. I do transformational energy that will literally transform who you are by lighting a fire within you, by lighting a fire under your ass, by kicking you off that fucking cliff if I need to. That's how you grow. Growth isn't a fucking walk in the park. Growth is messy chaos as you unlock different layers of who you are, as you unleash more power that's within you, and you get comfortable with owning who you are. You know, growth is about getting really fucking uncomfortable and being prepared to do that, even when it fucking hurts. That's where the magic is, and that's what Persephone offers you. If you're called to it, then check out the links in the show notes, or you can go to leannejuliet.com/Persephone and check out the information there. Thank you so much for listening. I'm used to doing YouTubes and everything. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you've taken something from this. I hope I've triggered you, because that's what I enjoy doing. And have an awesome day. And you can connect with me further as well over on Facebook. The links are in the show notes, or on my YouTube channel, or reaching out through Instagram or whatever, and or on this podcast as well. And I will chat to you on the next podcast. Take care. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.